Lazzari. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's May 6th, not May 5th. Bush. I'm just telling Bush that. Yeah. He thought we were talking to Bob Odenkirk yesterday.
Twice in 20 years.
Love that.
I know.
What was the other one?
I don't even remember.
I forgot, too, but it was something else. It was just a wrong date. Yeah.
But I think that was
when we came in, too.
No, that was during the show. It was just, it's next week on Tuesday or something. Right. I don't remember.
Seis de Mayo.
It is Cinco de Seis, right? Two hikers injured in bear attack in Yellowstone National Park. Yeah. Two separate incidences, I think it is. Oh, no. Sustained injuries by one or more bears. All.
Yeah, two hikers.
There's a helicopter.
One or more bears.
Yeah. Man.
Incident under investigation. They don't have any more to tell you.
Did they survive?
It didn't say they're dead.
Yeah. Sustained injuries. So if they were dead, it would say two hikers were killed by bears.
Oh. That would suck because you'd have to know. Right. You see that bear coming and you're like, oh, this is probably going to maul
hurt.
Me.
Yeah.
And did you see how they got found? Another hiker noticed at least two sets of claw marks, a bloody hat, and a watch near Mystic Falls before coming upon the victims on the trail yelling for help. Bloody hat. Now it's I'm turning
around. Oh, and they're like raising him up. Looks like they're hanging from something. On the helicopter.
Oh, yeah, they probably couldn't land the helicopter anywhere around.
Exactly. Right.
Had to bring them up in a basket.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what it looks like.
Footer and hover.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Last time they had a bear attack in Yellowstone was last fall.
Does it happen often in Yellowstone?
What a year doesn't seem that bad. Yeah. Seriously, aren't there millions of people
going
to Yellowstone?
Obviously not, because there's a lot of visitors and there's a lot of bears. So, I don't know. Once a year seems to track.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, but that's awful close to a crowded area.
I'm going to need you to Google this here, Puss, because I don't know if this is from some website called the Daily Loud. It's a police airlifted a crocodile with the body of a 59-year-old businessman inside the crocodile. It doesn't say where it's at.
Like, was he hanging out of his mouth?
Yeah.
Was he being digested?
All I'm seeing is an alligator being lifted up by a helicopter.
This is a
true story.
This is I'm finding it here on a legit news source. South African police airlift massive crocodile suspected of eating missing local. Tracked the reptile for days along the Kamadi River, and the victim reportedly vanished at a flooded crossing. 59-year-old businessman from Gauteng, South Africa.
Oh, so this wasn't a rescue. This was a recovery.
Right.
He's in, and the alligator looks huge. And this guy's a fairly decent-sized dude, too.
He looks huge because he's a crocodile.
With a human inside of him.
And they're bigger than alligators.
Specialized task force eventually tracked down the reptile Saturday along the Kamadi River, where it was euthanized and removed from the area. Upon examination, they said human remains were discovered in its digestive system.
Getting eaten by a crocodile or...
anything else.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
I don't know if I'd go that or bear.
Fire. Burning up.
Does the croc do the same thing as the alligator does and the rolls and he takes you down and drowns you and then he eats you?
Don't know. But I also think that the bear might kill you quicker. And I think you want to be dead quick if something's going to attack your ass.
Yeah,
like
I think
that.
I'd pick the bear because I wouldn't want to drown.
The croc, the water, and the croc could just keep chomping on you while you're still alive.
Yeah.
The bear's going to swing its paw and probably slice your head right off, you know?
That's not going to be great either.
No.
It's not a good choice.
No, these are horrible choices.
The bear could play with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beat you around a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. The crocodiles do the death roll thing,
you said
Todd.
Doo-doo. Yeah. You said doo-doo.
But to cause fatal trauma, dismemberment, and death. And then they often store the bodies to consume it later. So they might not eat you right away after they kill you. They might just stick you in the crocodile pantry for later.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, but you're dead.
You are, but still.
Bring on the bear. But Todd's right, they could play with you.
Sound like Dad in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Hey-o, why'd you quit, man?
Oh, we'll never know.
your dad's gay comedy is hilarious, man. When you talk about your dad being gay, you have a lot of great jokes here. You're going to sell those to another guy with a gay dad.
Right. Saltwater crocodiles have one of the strongest bites in the world, 3,700 pounds per square inch.
That might be better. It might be more instant than the bear.
Allowing them to shatter bones instantly.
Should do be.
It's the bears. You're going to bleed out with the bear.
Oh, unless a bear just swings the claws, hits your neck, you're dead. Your neck just bleeds right out right away. Good morning.
The death roll may actually sever your limbs, causing extreme blunt force trauma and making you easier to consume. It's like they're tenderizing you with the death roll.
What if you're not dead right away either? He just rolls you around and, you know.
Oh, you're probably going to drown in the water.
Yeah, that's worse too, man.
Knowing that you're getting eaten by a crocodile.
Man, I don't know.
Tough last few minutes.
That's Sophie's choice.
Chubbs and Happy Gilmore probably has the best. Like death by gator or crocodile.
And it was just his hand.
He fell out of the window when he saw it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Kind of caused his death, but he didn't have to get eaten. And he did lose his hand.
He did lose his hand, right. Okay.
What is the bite? What's the number?
3,700 pounds per square inch.
Holy hell. That's like 10 times a pit bull.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be lucky. Mm-hmm. The merciful thing was if they grabbed your head and just bit down on your head, and then it's over.
Yeah, it's the dignity part though. You're just stored underneath a bank of your body.
Yeah, you don't want
that.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I know you're dead, but it's just the dignity part about your body.
At least the bear eats you now.
Right.
I think our texter has the bear confused with the hyena.
Yeah. Well, that eats your ass, and I don't want that either.
The bear right.
Well, not from a hyena.
I don't think that feels good. I don't even think there's a second that feels good. I think they lead with the teeth.
Yeah. But I don't think the bear, and you know, unless it's specialized circumstances, will eat you from the ass first.
Does a hyena, is that the only way it kills you?
I don't know.
Because remember those hyenas when the dude from 1923 was in the was in the tree with a gun and the hyenas had surrounded it? That scary scene. Of course, it was CGI. They didn't get real hyenas.
Wasn't that show supposed to have like the finale, like the last half of the season? Did that ever come out?
It did.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Yeah, we watched it. Yeah.
I must have missed that.
I forgot about it completely. But do they only... Can a hyena attack other parts of your body, or they just go for the smell around the butthole, and that's how they eat? That's how
they're dirty.
You. Yeah.
And I don't think they toss.
And they laugh the whole time, too. That's a weird part.
They're not tossing before they bite.
No.
Oh, yeah. It says spotted hyenas specifically often start feeding on carcasses from the anal and genital region first.
Yeah.
Hold on. What if you're not dead?
Well, then
you will be.
That's the reason they do that, because, you know, that's... the end that doesn't have horns or teeth.
Softest entry point.
Right.
Yep.
That's what you're always saying.
And the nutritious organs are close to that area. Intestines, liver, other high-calorie internal organs. Yeah.
How many hyenas kill humans a year? Yeah. Or the other way, how many humans are killed by a hyena? Because those poor bastards, man. He died doing what he loved to get his ass eaten.
Looks like not many.
Yeah.
Recent reports indicate at least 24 deaths over 5 years in Tanzania, 10 in Kenya. I don't know, so it's not a lot. Dozens of people annually in localized conflict.
Yeah, and they don't have houses. A lot of them.
You should be more scared of the mosquitoes.
Yeah, but that's just getting sick and dying.
Mosquitoes and man are the biggest killers of humans.
Yeah, true. We're talking about how horrible it would be to die that way, though.
And hyenas are opportunistic, it seems. Children, people sleeping outside in tents or huts, and individuals walking alone at night.
It's you, Todd.
Yeah. There's no hyenas in the Upper Peninsula of Minnesota, right?
Not yet. All it takes is one guy to let his pet hyena loose.
No hyenas in Alaska that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I think you're safe as long as you're not in the Serengeti.
Hippos.
It's how they're raised, Nick.
Right, yeah.
Come on, it's how they're raised. Yeah. Is that a rescue hyena? Yeah. Well, I don't. How do you know?
You don't know how it was treated
you
before you
know
got it.
Where it's been.
A rescue hyena. Aren't they really ugly looking creatures too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're mean and ugly looking,
and
right?
They're mangy. Yeah. You know, mangy. Well,
they're
dogs.
Ass eaters, man.
Everything I know about hyenas, I learned from The Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them.
There's no ass eating in that. I've never watched The Lion King. There's no ass eating in that, is there?
No, but some of them sound like Cheech.
Yeah, well, that's true. But he's a friendly hyena, right?
No, no. The hyenas in Lion King are definitely on the they're the bad guys.
Okay, got it. All yeah, right. Good to know.
You want to stay away from the hippos in Africa? I think they're the biggest killer.
They are, but don't they just charge at you and just knock you dead?
Other than mosquitoes and man. I think more people die via hippo.
I guess we're lucky we don't have a lot of those kind of animals in the United States that can actually. I guess we have
bears.
Mountain lions.
Bears.
Mountain lions and bears. Oh, my. Yeah.
But, yeah, we don't have to run into, like, the king of the jungle.
Right. Or hyena.
Tigers or hyenas or hippos.
Well, we do have crocs and gators out and down the south, so they're not funny.
Very limited, though.
Or, like, you know, 40-foot anacondas in the jungle of South America or something.
But both of us live in areas where basically you could walk outside, and unless a neighbor's got a pit bull, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you really, you walk out, you can walk into the fields or the woods or something in Nebraska and where I live, and I'm pretty safe.
Yeah, you might run into a deer, but they as soon as
deer,
they see you, they'll be spooked and run away.
They're not going to attack you, right?
Nah.
Yeah. Hippos kill 500 humans a year in Africa.
Damn.
They don't eat you, though. They're just being...
They just tramp on you, right?
Highly territorial, aggressive, capable of overturning boats and attacking humans who venture too close to riverbanks.
So Parker Brothers lied to us all these years?
Well, man.
The hippos are not hungry?
They're not that hungry.
Huh. No.
Or they're not hungry for you.
Huh.
Yeah. Unless you're a marble.
So they just kill for the fun of it?
Okay.
Sorry, Nick. I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that.
I'm just glossing over what Pussin said.
What he said. I piggybacked on a horrible joke to begin with. Yeah, that I made the big mistake there because Puss's line was horrible, and then I made it worse.
It's true. We did get lied to.
It had to be addressed.
It did have to be addressed.
And that's heavy foil territory.
So I do blame it. Oh, my God. Yeah, Michelle loved the heavy foil joke, by the way.
That's a red flag.
No. She loved, how much we hammered you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you kick her out?
All right, get
almost.
Out.
Yeah. Almost.
Look into this, because Brian. On the email makes a good point. The croc,
right,
and how powerful they can bite,
right?
But you can like duct tape.
Yeah,
you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've heard they can't open their mouth as strong as they can close it.
Yeah,
right.
The power that they have opening the mouth is a fraction of what they have snapping it shut.
Well, I'm telling you,
always carry a big rubber band with you.
Yeah,
if you're going into croc country.
Well, that's why you see when they you know, they always pounce on them from behind because they can't see back there,
right.
and it just takes the weight of one man to hold the mouth shut, and then they just tape it shut, and then you're good.
We used to go to Sanibel, and so cool place to vacation, it's a beautiful island in Florida there, and the guy told me one time there was a saltwater croc in the ocean, and I said, even where we're all swimming, he goes, yeah, well, they had a name for it. That's Larry, the saltwater croc. I said, should they tell people up and down the beach here that there's a saltwater croc that's actually out in the bay?
They did.
Well, no, they really didn't. He kind of brought it up. He wasn't working there. He was running a T-shirt shop. I think he was originally from Omaha, and we started talking about stuff. Yeah, there's a saltwater croc out there sometimes.
Because we saw one in the Everglades, and he had a name. He hung around the dock area.
They called him often.
And it was just the one croc, because it's brackish water, so it's part freshwater, part saltwater.
Yeah, but this one, there was brackish water on the one side, but on the side where we swam between that and Naples, it was like just the bay area there, and it was just, you would swim out there in the ocean. So I didn't get why they didn't warn people about a saltwater croc, but I guess nobody's dead yet,
Yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, eventually that streak's going to end.
Yeah. I can't read that one. My girlfriend just looked at me and said, well, I guess you're a hyena then.
because you like fill in the blank.
Yeah. Well, your husband should do that for you, or your boyfriend should do that for you, ladies. Especially, well, make sure you shower first.
It's one of the nicest things you can do.
It is.
It is. Especially when you're just moving in.
Welcome to Pennsylvania.
No deposit necessary. You could just do this.
All right.
Matthew makes a good point here on the email. A bad death would be a hornet swarm. You know, specifically, okay. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah, the guy's getting bit on that zip line.
On that zip line.
That's slow and painful.
And they say, right. Like, if these Asian hornets, they say it's like a red hot poker, just 1,000 times over.
But I think getting hammered by a swarm of bees would be just as bad.
It's like the midair My Girl.
Right. I like that reference. Midair My Girl. That's right. She had to go look at the body. I mean, in the casket, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He can't see without his glasses.
The Midair My Girl.
Any reports of death by macaque?
Yeah. No. None of those.
Yeah. Not yet.
They're pretty tame.
Oh, you got a story about a bunch of monkeys, don't you, Todd? The biggest monkeys in the world?
Yeah, there's some. There's a monkey list in there somewhere.
Are they macaques?
Okay.
There might be.
All right. Wow. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.